a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to the final meeting of House Judiciary 2013. We do have a quorum, I believe. We're about to have a quorum, or we do have a quorum. I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Here. Representative Wink, Killer, Feinstein, Gibson, Hoffman, Magstead, Kopp, Erickson, Stevens, Johns, Hayek, Hansen, Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Of course, always a victim. All right, well, we have one item on our agenda today, and that is consideration of summer studies. We can recommend as a committee to the Executive Board of the Legislature what we would like to have the legislature get together over the summer and be members from both the Senate and House and discuss a broad topic, a very specific topic, or, yes, thank you, Secretary, for that reminder. I would need to entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
So moved. Second.
It's moved by Representative Erickson, second by Representative Hansen. Those in favor of approving the minutes will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. We have, well, I think, well, about 75 people in the audience today anxiously awaiting our decision on summer studies. So I'd open the committee to discussion on ideas, and just to follow up on my previous statements, we would then get together with those members of the Senate if the executive board were to choose one of our topics, and really that would be prioritized. What happens is various topics are offered up by individual legislators and by committees. The Legislative Research Council then sends out either a letter or an email asking you to prioritize which ones you like. The executive board then takes that information and establishes usually four or five summer studies. So if there is a, and those summer studies probably meet four, maybe five times over the interim, and generally end up with proposed legislation that gets that gets offered as a summer study bill. And add those folks to the list. And so I'd open up the committee for discussion on various topics or ideas that we could recommend. Come up with an if you have an idea, we'll talk about it, and then we'll have a vote on whether we want that to be a committee topic for summer study. And then that'll get submitted as a Judiciary Committee recommendation. So I'd open up to the members of the committee for discussion.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. In all seriousness, I've always thought that the age of consent at 15, or it has to be 16 or higher, has always been too low. And I really don't know any young people who are 16 and 17 who make the right choices when it comes to interrelations with members of the opposite sex. So I think that at some time in the state of South Dakota, I know that in other states, the age of consent is 18. And to alleviate a lot of the problems I think that we see in our high schools, I would really like to see that statutory rape statute be changed and that age, because I think young people are becoming a little bit more promiscuous as time goes along, and I really, really would like to see that sometime be a summer study that, former Chairman Joni Cutler said instead of changing laws within school districts or wherever, an entire overview of that statute might be warranted someday. Thank you.
All right, we'll stay on that topic for now. Further discussion on that possible summer study topic? You're right, it's not a chatty group today. I guess let's have a vote on that particular topic. All those who would like to make that a recommendation by the Judiciary Committee to be a topic for a summer study will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. No.
Yeah.
Representative Hoffman, I have to say, it is nice having you on this committee, but you have not had a lot of luck this year.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate those kind words. And the truth hurts sometimes.
There's always next year. Representative Hayek?
I apologize.
No worries. Representative Feinstein, you always have something to say.
Not for summer studies.
Okay. No?
Not this year. I haven't come up with anything. I've come up with summer studies in the past. It was very successful.
Yeah, in fact, we had a recommendation out of this committee, I think, 4 years ago that turned out to be a pretty lengthy summer study that resulted in, I think, 7 or 8 pieces of legislation. I think most of those passed.
They did. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like all of them. Well, one.
Mm-hmm. And you want them germane to...
Well, in some sense, every statute on the book is somewhat germane to...
That's true.
...judiciary committee, so... That's your microphone.
I've said this whole pot of money that we have in the state, and maybe Ruben reflects some on this, but we have a big pot of property tax that we don't touch, and I don't think we actually handle very well. And the reason I say that, as a former city councilor, county commissioner, I was amazed as a county commissioner when we were trying to make our budget to see that the city of Sioux Falls takes 17% of the property tax, the county 16%, and the rest goes to the school district. And I thought, why in the world do we allow the city of Sioux Falls, and I love my city, but to take that portion a little bit more than the county, when the city is taking in 2 pennies of sales tax and they have a lot of user fees for, you know, water issues? And as I proceeded to try and figure out how that allocation occurs in the distribution and the way we distribute it, we don't differentiate between the smaller and larger communities that I'm aware of. And I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm looking at you for it's there. And so we always are looking for money, and I think we maybe have quite a bit of it that could be redistributed. No more, taking no more, but does a city, Rapid City, I'll use yours, Mr. Speaker, they take 2 pennies out of every dollar that is spent there, and they also take the property tax, and I'm guessing they take more than Pennington County, who has the responsibility of, you know, all the poor and judiciary and all of the issues. So as I say, people would come into the city of Sioux Falls, have a great time, get a speeding ticket or a DUI or whatnot, get ticketed by the policeman, and the city is done. They are done. That policeman tickets, and then the person is thrown into jail. They have a public defender, a state's attorney, all the costs associated, whether an ambulance is called, the person can't pay for it, all the costs go to the county. And the city then got the benefit of the person being there for all the money they spent. So I would really like to see us dig deep and look at the way that we are actually distributing the property tax.
Any further comments by the committee on that particular topic? I think you'll find that when the list of topics comes out and you have a chance to review them, I think things are going to probably pop into your mind as a variation of what you see on the list, or you might wish that you had suggested a topic, because the 4 or 5 that get selected will probably be ones that you may not, you know, think are that important or that we need to discuss. I guess at this point, since we're not a very chatty group, I think we'll probably just close the meeting at this point to discussion of topics, and I would just like to thank Representative Johns.
Well,
stupid thing.
like.
I'd hold it in contempt of court if I did.
I'm wondering if we should just examine for a minute what the burning issues of the day are, and I, you know, I really haven't thought about it a whole lot, but I think that kind of gives you an idea where you might want to go.
You know, Mr. Chairman, I just got out of a conference committee, and it dealt with domestic abuse, and unfortunately, we were unable to come to a conclusion to resolve it. But you know, one of the issues that came up that I had never really thought about before, and obviously this legislature has dealt many years with trying to define, you know, get a correct, tight definition when we're dealing with domestic abuse, because, I mean, obviously nobody's in favor of domestic abuse, but it seems like every time someone draws up a definition or tried to add to it, it's kind of like vapor, you know, you try to grab it and it just seems always to go through your fingers. And a suggestion that was made this morning that I think has some merit to look at, but I was told by those legislators who have been around a lot longer that this is a significant policy decision that we need to relook at. But, you know, that is the only crime on the books that mandates somebody be arrested. It's the only one. And the suggestion was why don't we change one word from shall to may and allow our police officers that discretion to determine, you know, because we're dealing with fraternities and we're dealing with, you know, gay relationships. We're dealing with all kinds of stuff that we're trying to define around. And his suggestion was let's just make that a may as opposed to a shall. But I was told that there have been years and years of discussion about it, and it has to be shall, and there's really good reasons for it. But I guess I'm kind of wondering, since we've had so much difficulty with it, and I mean, I've talked to some very bright people, you know, to try to, when I went to prepare for this conference committee, you know, what way could we deal with it? That maybe we should do, I mean, if we allow our law enforcement officers to make decisions on murder scenes, if they're going to arrest somebody on the spot, why are we making that particular situation that kind of a deal? And so maybe there needs to be a policy looking at it and maybe reexamine that.
Mr. Chair, playing on what Representative Stevens was talking about, he was sort of narrowing into one area. And I know since in my tenure here, we haven't done this, and I don't even know if it'd be possible, but it sounds like something, expanding on that, that something that like a committee like this, combined with the like committee of the Senate, could look into these types of issues, broaden them, because I think a summer study on that one issue is way too narrow. But if the folks that really do deal with this, meaning the attorneys, the committees that deal with it, there have to be other areas other than just domestic abuse that maybe should be looked at for an area. Now, I know we had the criminal code revision, or the was that what it was? Criminal code revision before any of us were here, and but that was something where it was much broader, and I don't know if it could be just narrowed down to more of a committee that deals with this. To do that plus other areas.
A couple of things. A comment back to Representative Stevens, to the reason that the shall is in the domestic violence code is because that's a very unique situation when officers go out and respond. Having been the president of the YWCA board of directors for many years, and we ran the domestic violence program in the city of Huron, there's a real tendency, if you don't make an arrest, for the woman to come back, usually the woman, and it can be a domestic violence situation where the man has been abused as well, but usually the woman, if somebody's not arrested right there, there's a very dangerous situation, first of all, and there's a lot of times children involved. They want to diffuse the situation by getting the perpetrator out of the house and into jail. And a lot of times the woman is deathly afraid of the situation. She's been threatened. She's been, she'll be cut off financially. And many times the history of a domestic violence situation is the woman is beaten up seven times, and if she lives through it, then she'll actually do something about it and get the perpetrator out of the house and herself out of danger. So that, I mean, you're going to really run up against all the domestic violence shelters in the state of South Dakota if you try to change that language, and that's why that language was put in there. The other thing that we might want to tackle is the mad dads and the shared custody issue. At least, I know, but it keeps coming back.
All in favor,
year.
Say no.
but it is one of those issues that comes back year after year after year, and maybe if you did a summer study, I don't know.
We do have the somewhat related, the Child Support Commission that meets every 4 years that met this last summer, and then there is a interim committee on custody of some sort.
But that still doesn't seem to satisfy the 50-50 shared custody issue.
I will say, though, along the lines of what Representative Stevens and Representative Feinstein and Representative Gibson have been talking about, it would be interesting maybe if you did a summer study in a broad scope of protections in place for people who have been abused domestically and whether they're effective or not. The may versus shall can be problematic at times. I had a call from a client on a Monday who had an initial appearance coming up, and she had been arrested for simple assault, domestic violence against her husband. And she got arrested on a Friday night. So she spent all Friday night and weekend in jail. And when she explained the facts to me, I couldn't believe that they decided to arrest her and not him, because they had both been physical. But you're putting the law enforcement officer in a situation where he plays judge and jury, and he makes an arrest under the law because he has to make an arrest. So she goes to jail, spends all weekend in jail, calls me when she gets out on bond, and then the charges are later dismissed. But I think in that situation where the law enforcement officer had trouble deciding who was more at fault and who should be arrested, it would have been easier for him to just say, look, you know, in this case, I'm not going to arrest anybody.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gibson.
A similar situation happened to my brother, who just finished an ugly divorce in the state of Nebraska, where he and his wife got into an altercation, and she shut his broken foot in the door of the car, and then he slammed the car door against her, and the officer went out and arrested both of them and put them both in jail over the weekend too. And, you know, there were four children at home, but so there, you know, there is a situation where the officer, I mean, who are you going to arrest there? You know, she did this, he did this, and so they put them both in jail. Well, they had to find somebody to take care of the kids for the weekend.
Representative Hayek?
I think it is. We're just saying it's a real difficult thing, and with the shared parenting thing, I think the laws we have, we keep telling them, are pretty good. One other topic, not to change this terribly, but we keep hearing these we have gun bills. We have tons of gun bills. And maybe we do need to have a study group to go in and look at what we've got. Well, this year we had the one from Wyoming. I know Representative Russell brought the Wyoming law, but he brought one page. He left out the rest of the law. And so people are saying, okay, let's model it after Wyoming. Do we have a problem? If we have a problem, what do we need to look at? Because they're going to keep coming back. Everybody in the nation is talking about gun laws and what are the issues that we address and mental health or whatnot, but maybe we need a group to really sit and study the contingent areas too, whether mental health issues relate to it and the gun laws. So I throw that out.
Representative Feinstein.
Mr. Chair, on that topic, the Uniform Laws Commission is establishing a study committee shortly to address just this issue. And the thing is, you know, they're just selecting the members for a study committee, and then they'll proceed and decide if the whole commission wants to draft uniform laws relative to that. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean it precludes us from doing it, because nothing may happen from that study committee. But obviously there's a whole myriad of laws all over the country, ours included, and so I don't know. I mean, just keep that in mind, too. Maybe that could assist a subcommittee on this.
Well, may I respond to that in that if we have that happening, we are probably going to see more bills come in front of us to reject or endorse whatever they have, because that's what we're hearing. So we need to maybe study and say, what is wrong? And I tell people, we have really good laws in the state of South Dakota. You can get a gun. You can get a concealed weapon permit. You can do it. And people keep saying, protect our rights. Well, they're here.
Representative Johns?
Yeah, going back to domestic violence, I think you could expand it to stalking and harassment. You know, we just had a bill before us where we wanted to include people that are in a dating relationship. Well, there's no household relationship oftentimes in any of these, and we still have mandatory arrests that'd be affecting these people, and there's no reason to be separating them under those circumstances. And I think it is worthy of further study. I really do. I think the law is becoming more complicated, and furthermore, the domestic abuse, stalking have really impacted the courts, the workload of the courts, and I think it is definitely worth some further thought.
Well, think about how you want to phrase that in form of a motion, because that's how it will appear as a recommendation to the rest of the legislative body, how you would propose that you have a summer study on fill in the blank. Representative Stevens?
And just to further add, if you ever go down to your courthouse on the day that they have their TPOs and those type of things, here's what you generally find. 90% of the people there are not represented. And there are significant ramifications as to what happens at those hearings. And that's why I think it's such a big deal. And also, I think, following what Representative John says, you know, what we're seeing happening, I think, in this legislation that we dealt with today is the definition keeps expanding and involving more and more people. And it almost gets to the point, in fact, an argument was made this morning when you look at the current law, and I can never say the word, it's concealed. That's it.
Consanguinity.
You know, really, that is such a bad word in there that it almost doesn't exclude anybody, you know, the way that it is. And I think, you know, the purpose, as Representative Gibson says, was, you know, pretty much this kind of a core, and now it's grown to be this kind of a core. And when you have unrepresented people that are getting subject to significant legal consequences, not only that, but, you know, like, we've got a law I mentioned before where if you get convicted of domestic violence, you are presumed from there on to be an unfit parent.
Yep.
And that's a huge, huge deal. And you can lose your job. And so, you know, from that standpoint, that's why I think, you know, even though, as you say, Representative Gibson, that might be a deal that would run up to a lot of issues, I think there's been such a change and such an expansion of where it started that maybe we should look at the May Shell type of thing.
Okay, we're going to wrap up here in a couple of minutes, but before we get the motion from the law firm of Stevens, Johns, and Hayek, we're going to hear from staff on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not speaking for or against the study, but I'm aware of an analogous situation that I'd like to throw out for your consideration. One of the most interesting bills that I wrote during the interim deals with this subject, and unfortunately the legislators I wrote it for didn't survive the election process, so the bill never went in, although I think it's a very interesting one. The situation arises out of a case where a woman is getting beaten on in her home, and she's reluctant to call the police because she has some low-grade warrant out for her arrest. And so you put the woman in a terrible catch-22 situation. To get the resources of the state to protect her, she's virtually certain that she's going to be arrested in front of her children and drug off to jail, even though in that particular situation she hasn't done anything wrong. So this particular legislator had me draft a bill which would provide that in a case of low-grade warrants, where the woman is cooperative and is willing to make a date with the police to come in and get her warrants cleaned up, that she wouldn't necessarily be arrested on the spot in front of her children and have all that trauma and possibly have the children drug off to foster care temporarily or something. So if you were to do the domestic violence thing, I would think that that might be one aspect that you'd like to look into, too.
Are you ready for the motion?
Yeah, well, just one continuing thought. I think we could also come up with some guidelines as to when arrest is appropriate and when it's not.
Well, does that fall?
All right, so, and the motion is... Has the law firm not been in conference over there?
We haven't decided who's a senior partner.
No, the motion would be just to study our domestic abuse laws and our laws governing harassment and stalking and the impact on law enforcement as well as the courts and our, most importantly, our children.
Okay. And I think Ruben will find a way to write that up, to specifically put it in a comprehensive way for recommended summer study by the Judiciary Committee if we have a majority vote. So thank you for the second. Any further discussion on that summer study? Seeing none, those in favor of that proposed summer study will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That is approved. Official Judiciary Summer Study Recommendation. I'd like to thank all the members of the Judiciary Committee for participating this year and doing a very good job of it. And we've had several committees that lasted 3 hours.
What happened to my good one?
I thought maybe you could take the hint from the body language that you may not get the majority vote on that. But if you would like to bring the motion.
I would. If there's any need for improvement or...
Okay, those in favor of that? Summer study on guns, we'll say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
That fails, sorry. I did try to...
You're sitting by an attorney, Christy.
We're
going to
see him next year, and I really believe that we're going
to sure of that. I do appreciate, though, we...
I was going to say, you can bring back a...
Representative Feinstein.
Just for the first termers, you will always see gun bills, you'll always see tobacco bills, you'll always see alcohol bills in this legislature, and midwives. Those are the things that perennially come up. So don't say we're going to see it next year, because we know we will.
All right, well, thank you again. We had several meetings that went 3 hours. We had some tough issues. We had people crying. We had difficult debate that we heard, and we got through it all. We do have gifts for the staff, the secretary and the staff from all of the committee members. I believe everybody contributed, and so my intern is in charge of producing that gift, so your cash is not going in his pocket. So for now, it's going to be an IOU, but we will get it to you today. So thank you, and appreciate all your help. So thanks. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Hoffman, second by Hansen. Those in favor of adjourning will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.